listening to the Daily Roundup here as part of the Reality Steve podcast. I am your host, Reality Steve. Thank you all for tuning in on this Monday. Got some stuff to go over for you in regards to Bachelorette filming. We have gotten a conspiracy theory floating around on TikTok that I'm going to kind of debunk. Unfortunately, Leia took to TikTok yesterday and shared some of the messages that she got this season from Toxic Bachelor Nation, and it is not good. I'm going to talk a little bit about American Idol last night, their biggest cut they've ever had. They dumped 80 people yesterday. I believe there's 56 left going into tonight's episode. An update on TikTok Girl, and today is a special day. We'll get to all that momentarily.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
All right, let's get started with this. As you know, Jen's season has begun, or maybe you didn't know. It started on Thursday night, and they immediately went to Australia. Now, what I had told you was I had heard Australia and New Zealand were the first two stops. And clearly, Australia is the first stop. I am hearing that the guys are going to be staying at the Werribee Mansion, W-E-R-R-I-B-E-E. It is kind of a, it's the Werribee Mansion. I've never been to Australia. If you've been there, you know what it is. But I believe that is where the men are staying based on an Instagram story that I saw from somebody who was on a tour of the Werribee Mansion last week. And the tour guide told them an American film crew arrives next week and the mansion goes offline for 3 months. When they asked what the film and TV, what the film was, they said the TV show The Bachelor. Okay, we know the Werribee Mansion is not going to be offline for 3 months. That would be kind of ridiculous. However, I will say this. We know that they're starting off in Australia. They are in Australia for at least two episodes. This is not a one episode and then move on to New Zealand, because there is a public date tomorrow in Melbourne, or as somebody in Melbourne has told me, Melbourne. I guess you pronounce it Melbourne, but us in America who don't have an Australian accent are just going to say Melbourne. There's a date tomorrow open to the public in Melbourne. And there's a date on Sunday in Melbourne. So knowing the way this show works, where it's just date, 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 rose ceremony, move on to the next city. Well, if there's a date on Tuesday in Melbourne and there's a date on Sunday in Melbourne, that means they're staying for episodes 2 and 3 at minimum. Hell, maybe they're staying for longer. And the only reason I mention that is because I have seen some, well, how do you put it? I have seen some, I guess, description of the show this season on paper that says The Bachelorette in Australia. Jen's season of The Bachelorette in Australia. And you'd be like, well, maybe they're just saying for these particular dates it's in Australia. I guess they could be. But why would you have that in your title when you're writing out the season? Wouldn't you just say Jen's going to be filming her season of The Bachelorette? But The Bachelorette in Australia is the full title that they're referring to it as. So that, obviously we're still early in the process. We'll eventually get an answer to this, but this is the first I've heard of it over the weekend, and that's very interesting to me. We know they're not spending the whole season in Australia because they're eventually coming to the States at the end of April. That has been confirmed. So why would you call a season The Bachelorette in Australia if you're going other places? I don't know. And maybe I'm just reading into it too much. But when I see the words written out, Jen's season of The Bachelorette in Australia, Makes me think a lot of the season is going to be filmed there. And maybe they're not even jumping over to New Zealand. I don't know. But that's what I can pass along. There is a date tomorrow, and there's a date Sunday. And unless they've completely changed the format of the show, which they haven't in 48 seasons, well, the date tomorrow is going to be part of episode 2, and the date on Sunday is going to be part of episode 3. So we'll keep that in mind. And like I said, we are going to get our full answer to this question as the season moves on. We'll just know at some point, okay, they're still in Australia or they've moved on somewhere else. But just know the title of this season as written down is being written as The Bachelorette in Australia, which is really weird. There is maybe a lot of you saw this in regards to a TikTok floating around from the After the Final Rose from last Monday night. And that was the set designer on the live After the Final Rose changed the flower arrangement to when Daisy came out for her second time to daisies. They took roses off the table and they replaced them with daisies. So for some reason, that turned into they were all set to have Daisy as the Bachelorette and she turned them down. I can say 100% that segment with Daisy the second time around was not something that she all of a sudden threw out there and the producers were like, holy shit, she's not going to be our Bachelorette. Let's get Jen. You guys, nothing on this show is organic. Nothing. The contestants don't dictate what's going to happen. Everything is pre-planned. Now, why did they change the flowers on the table from roses to Daisy when Daisy came out? Hell if I know. But she came out and Jesse knew what that segment was all about because, number one, the way he introduced the segment, he made sure to say and made sure not to say that Daisy was our next Bachelorette. We went over this on Friday when I re-listened to the segment. And number two, like I said, everything is planned out by production. That was not, oh, crap, Daisy just rejected us. We got to find a Bachelorette in, oh, I don't know, 5 minutes. Jen was already backstage. They knew before the show started Jen was their Bachelorette. But yet, I had at least 8 people send me this TikTok of just a random person saying, guys, I think I figured it out. Daisy was supposed to be the Bachelorette. They changed the roses on the table from roses to daisies when she came out. I'm like, and? What does that have to do with anything? That doesn't mean she was the Bachelorette. It just means they changed the roses on the table. They already knew the segment. It was already pre-planned. Everything on this show is literally mapped out to the minute. You have X amount of time for each segment. They brought out Daisy to talk to Joey. Then they had 2 segments with Joey and Kelsey. Then they brought out Daisy again, and then you brought out Jen. That's what the show does. So, no, that had nothing to do with anything. So, let's, you know, debunk that theory. And, like, it's just kind of a hard leap to make, you know? If you're watching that and you're like, ooh, I noticed that the roses changed to daisies when they brought Daisy out. Well, why is that supposed to mean that she was going to be the Bachelorette? It really didn't make a lot of sense to me. But everyone's running with it like, oh, shit, this is something big. It's like, no, not really, it isn't. But that's what I'm talking about sometimes when people get a little carried away with kind of overanalyzing things. Because, first off, I never even noticed it when it happened. Like, who would think to notice that the flowers on the table? But what you're saying is the show had no clue what was happening and Daisy rejected them. And it's like, okay, well then why would they have had Jen backstage already dolled up and ready to come out for the next segment if they didn't know what Daisy was going to say on stage? That's all you had to do. So it's kind of a far fetch, but I understand. Some people love to live in conspiracy theory land. That was not a conspiracy theory. Daisy did not pull the wool over the show's eyes and surprise them at the last minute and say, I don't want to do it. Jesse knew, the whole show knew, she wasn't the Bachelorette. That's why they brought her out for that segment to explain to people why she wasn't going to be the Bachelorette. And they had Jen already set to go. They had a segment where Charity was going to introduce her. Simple as that. All right, I feel like every once in a while we got a hit on this because it happens every season. And unfortunately, yesterday, Leia took to TikTok and did a TikTok where she shared a bunch of messages she got all season long and some vile, disgusting messages she got all season long. And she didn't talk. She just put a statement, or she put a caption to it. And the messages go by so quickly. Like, they're not even on the screen for more than a second. But obviously, you can pause. And I paused quite a few of them. And I want to read you some of these messages. And I'm going to tell you right now, some of these are triggering. So I just want to get that out there right away. If you don't want to listen to these messages that were sent to Leia this season, you don't need to. You can fast forward. But I just want you to know. I talk about it all the time. Like, hey, these people get death threats. These people get told that, you know, all the worst things in the world. Well, I love the fact that Leia shared with us what she got because it's receipts. And we know in 2024, it's so much better to show receipts because people can then relate to, like, holy shit. It's one thing to hear, oh, I'm getting bullied online. It's another thing to actually hear and see these messages that these people are getting. For what? Because she threw a date card in the fire pit? Because she told Medina, hey, don't be so fake to Maria? Like, really? That deserves this message? You're actually one of the most disgusting, ugliest, mean girls I've ever met. Kill yourself, you worthless, mean piece of shit. How you're ugly and mean, and that's why he didn't choose. You vile, inhuman piece of shit. You're unworthy and deserving. You suck and deserve good out of life. Hope that little camera time to be mean about Maria was worth it to you, ugly bitch. Next one. You're the most pathetic person I've seen on The Bachelor. Your parents clearly failed you. It's sad to see how someone like Maria impact you so much. Talk about insecure, insecure chink. This next one, responding to one of her stories. Asians are ugly. This next one. Honestly, you deserve nothing good in this lifetime or the next. You're such a disgusting lowlife. Thank God no decent man will ever want to marry you. I can't actually even look at the screen when you come on. You're so genuinely hideous. Like, I want to vomit. Even if you got plastic surgery, it wouldn't save you. Loser ass bitch. Ching chung looking bitch. Hope you get hit by a car 5 times. Ugly ass tramp. The way I would have beat you on that stage. I think you get the point. But those were some of the ones that I paused and saw that Leia got. And this is the caption that Leia left on her TikTok, that particular TikTok. I don't care what anyone says. Making it through this will be something I am so proud of. As someone who has struggled with their mental health for years, this experience has brought me to my knees. But I am so grateful for the ways I will be able to learn, grow, and heal from this. As I close this chapter, I hope y'all can with me too. Please stop leaving mean comments as I cry easily. You know, there were more there. I mean, it goes by really fast. She just has a slew of things that were written to her that she obviously screenshot throughout the course of the season. And I just paused on, 5, 6 of them? Probably 5 or 6 screenshots that I took. And there were way more. But I think you get the point. And just know, she wasn't the only one that got that this year. She won't be the last moving forward either. And you just wonder, who does this? What kind of people do this? I would hope it's none of you that are listening to this podcast. But obviously it's people hiding behind screen names, hiding behind an account that doesn't have a picture to it. But that's just, I mean, it's next level. Like, if you want to comment to a contestant that's not positive, at least offer something constructive. Offer constructive criticism. Say, hey, Leia, I watched you on the show, didn't agree with what you said, maybe you could have handled it this way. Something along those lines. But going the Asian route and just flat out racist comments, it's just, it's really, really sad. And God, I can only imagine what Jen's going to get when her season starts airing. you know, she does one thing wrong on her season or keeps some guy around who's an idiot or who's acting like a prima donna, you can only imagine what people are going to say to her. And it's just like, I hope she's ready. I really hope she's ready. Moving on to American Idol. I finally got caught up. I finally watched last week's episode on yesterday, and then I watched last night's episode where they went from, what, 143 that made it to Hollywood Week, and they went down to 80. It's hard to know a lot of people by name yet. I don't. But it looks like one of the things that I'm so glad they got rid of, at least for this season, because after tonight's episode, we're going to be down to the final 24. You know, when they went to Hollywood Week, that was like two episodes and, you know, they're pairing up or they're going into threesomes. And then it was like, let's go to Hawaii. Remember the last few seasons they've gone to Hawaii when it was down to like, I don't know, 48. And then after Hawaii, they would narrow down 48 down to 24. And then they'd go to the live shows. They're just cutting the fat this year. And they're just like, look, here's everybody who made it through auditions. We're giving you one two-hour show, and we're going to go from 143 of you to 56. And then tonight they're going from 56 to 24, and that's it. And we're starting, it sounds like we're starting live shows next week, which is great. Two episodes of all that stuff. Because, look, Hollywood Week for the longest time, you know, you go into duos, you go into threesomes, and then all of a sudden somebody gets sick or somebody isn't meshing with the group, and the group is trying to put together a number, and one person just isn't fitting in. It's just, it was the same thing every season. We stayed up all night. We couldn't find him. We couldn't find her. We're trying to contact her. It's just like, this is just a singing show. Why are you putting these people together and putting them through that? Because it doesn't really matter if a threesome can sing or if a duo can sing. All that matters is solo performances, because this show has never been won by a duo or a trio. So I've never understood the Hollywood Week thing. I know they want to make it dramatic, but it was just overkill. And it was the same exact thing every season. There was always somebody that wasn't getting along with her group, or he wasn't getting along with her group, or then he would want to switch groups. They just got rid of all that garbage. It was straight 2 hours, get up on stage as a solo last night and sing your ass off. And 80 of you are going home. And then tonight, 56 down to 24. I don't even know if Juan Pablo's daughter, did I miss something last night? I will admit this. I think I dozed off for about 10 minutes in the second hour. Might have been 15 minutes, and I didn't go back and rewind it. Did Camila make it through to the final 56 tonight? I checked Juan Pablo's Instagram, and he didn't say yay or nay. He did have a couple clips of her singing, so she did perform. Obviously, when you have 143 people performing in a two-hour show, they're only going to focus on most of the ones that made it through and then a few that didn't make it through. So I don't even know if Camila made it to tonight. Maybe she did, but I guess we'll find out more tonight. But I really love the fact that they are just two episodes going from 143 to 24. They're not going to Hawaii. They're not doing the silly. While this is called Hollywood Week, they're not doing what they did in the past and putting them in hotel rooms and saying you got to stay up and put a number together and got to be ready to go with, you know, name your group and come out and do some choreographed bit. And some were really good in the past and some were awful because none of them can get along and they didn't mesh well and their voices didn't mesh. This is so much better. I hope they do this every season going forward. I mentioned in the beginning of this podcast that I wanted to briefly hit on TikTok Girl. I mean, TikTok Girl from, I called her TikTok Girl, but I meant Chick-fil-A Girl. So we got the answer that Chick-fil-A Girl was literally just screwing around at work. She was playing a character. She was being silly. Her cousin recorded it. It went viral. So her name is Gina. And if you look at Gina's TikTok now, every video she posts gets minimum 4 or 5 million views. And unfortunately, because I've seen the Chick-fil-A Girl show up in my feed, now I'm seeing her videos show up in my feed, in my For You page. And oh my gosh, she is so incredibly annoying. And she's not producing good content, yet this is what's considered going viral these days. She's just doing videos where all she did, she's just so extra. She obviously had the fame bug hit her, and she became famous overnight because her cousin recorded her at work doing a silly face and saying, "No Chick-fil-A sauce?" And now every video she posts gets 4 or 5 million views, if not more. Some have gotten over 10 million. And I've watched some of these videos. I'm like, what? She's not even producing anything good. Like, all she's just so extra. It's the best way to describe her. She's just so extra, and it's incredibly annoying. Sorry, I'm not into Chick-fil-A girl anymore. I thought the original video was just silly, but I was like, whatever. Now she's officially annoying, and she's not doing anything. Like, if she were to able parlay this into actual solid content, and I don't know, it's everyone's got their likes and dislikes on TikTok and the internet, and I just don't think she's producing anything that's going to be sustainable. But yet here she is getting 5, 6, 8 million views a video where all she's doing is slamming her face right up against her phone, doing that silly face that she made at Chick-fil-A, and talking in a bunch of different accents that aren't even very good accents. Super, super extra. And finally, you know what today is, right? I hope you're listening to this early enough in the morning where you haven't been pranked yet. That's because today is April 1st, and I guess people still do April Fool's jokes. So if you're listening to this and you haven't gotten to work yet and there's a prankster at work, just know it's April 1st. Anything you hear today, immediately doubt it at first, because I guarantee there's going to be some websites out there. I guarantee I'll be sent links today of people saying, "Is this true? Or did you see this?" Because they're going to immediately think, "Oh, crap." And there's going to be websites do this all the time on April 1st. So just know it's coming. Anything you read online today, the first thing you should do is say, remind yourself, it's April 1st. So just giving the warning out there. I guess some people still get fooled by this. I don't know how. Maybe just forget what day it is. That's what I'm here. This is my job, to remind you today is April 1st. And don't believe anything you read online. Thank you for listening. I really appreciate it. Follow me on Apple Podcasts. Also, rate and review, but you got to hit play. It does not count anymore for it to just download into your feed. You got to hit play. I'd really appreciate it if you did that. Sports Daily will be up in an hour from now. Got plenty to talk about with March Madness and the start of the first weekend of baseball season. And yeah, Final Four coming next weekend. But thank you all for listening. I really appreciate it. And I will talk to you tomorrow. See you.